AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence says details are coming soon on the Republican nominee's personal finances. He was on NBC's Meet the Press.
Donald Trump and I are both going to release our tax returns. I'll release mine in the next week. Donald Trump will be releasing his tax returns at the completion of an audit.
Meanwhile, in response to a question about when Hillary Clinton will hold a news conference, Democratic running mate Tim Kaine says the press will have a lot more access to cover Clinton between now and Election Day.
We're about to switch into a phase of the campaign where we will be on planes and the press will be on the planes with us, which is something that Donald Trump does not allow. We are not banning press outlets from covering public events.
He was on ABC's This Week. Some Minnesota nurses plan to go out on strike Monday. AP correspondent Amy Forlitti has more.
The union that represents nurses at five hospitals in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area says that the nurses will go on strike on Labor Day because contract talks broke down.
The nurses are all part of Allina Health. Business owners along the Mid-Atlantic coast say despite the forecast regarding Tropical Storm Hermine, it's turned out to be a great day at the beach. Robin Wendt owns a bed and breakfast in Cape May, New Jersey, and says guests are surprised to see such gorgeous weather today after days of severe weather warnings.
They're like, wow, look at this day, and here we thought we were going to leave and get bombarded, and people are staying through the week, and they were going to leave and come back, and they decided to stay through, and so they're just thrilled with their decision to stay.
Hermine has spun away from the East Coast, removing the threat of heavy rain, but maintaining enough power to whip up dangerous waves and rip currents and keep beaches off limits some places. This is AP Radio News. At the Vatican,
Mother Teresa, in all aspects of her life, was a generous dispenser of divine mercy.
In a homily at her canonization mass at St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis, through an interpreter, praised Mother Teresa for caring for the most vulnerable. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports the pontiff hailed the new saint as one who was merciful to the weak and courageous enough to shame world leaders.
Pope Francis praised Mother Teresa for having dedicated and defended the lives of the unborn, the sick, and the abandoned, but he also said that she made her voice heard before the powers of the world so that they might recognize their own guilt for the crimes of poverty that he said they themselves had created.
The Israeli military says it's fired at Syrian army cannons in the Syrian Golan Heights in response to mortar fire from Syria that hit the Israeli-held Golan Heights. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.